Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to the whole spotlight of AM360. Where we spotlight our hosts and all the wonderful things they are doing in the community outside of being a host for AM360. And welcome, everyone. We always want to give praise to Almighty God Allah for blessing us to see another day. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasulullah. I bear witness that there is no God but the one God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this messenger. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Again, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Today we are featuring two of our distinguished hosts. And the first host that I'm going to introduce is Manira Habil Uma. She has a program on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And her program is all about courtship and marriage. All right, Manira, you can tell me when I get on, but I know that I listen to it and it's a wonderful program. And just want to kind of introduce her. She's a dedicated member and influential figure in the Islamic community. She spent over four decades under the esteemed leadership of Imam Warfdeen Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayh. Her active participation has profoundly impacted various committees, including the Craig Committee and the monitoring team, showcasing her commitment to service and community development. She holds the distinguished honor of being a founding member of the Chicago chapter of the International League of Muslim Women, where she led as chapter president for 4 years and diligently served as treasurer for a decade. Her leadership extended to the family life team under Chicago monitoring team, while she played a pivotal part as facilitator. Manira's devotion to community service is further evidenced through her tenure as a treasurer at Master Taqwa in Chicago, a position she held for over 4 years. In 2013, she took her talents to the airways, joining AM 360 as a contributor to the Female Solution, eventually becoming co-host for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab in 2015. Her technical skills came to the fore as she engineered for AM 360 shows, the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. In 2018, Manira embraced the role of host for the program It's All About Courtship and Marriage, guiding discussions and sharing insights garnered from her extensive study of family life and marriage since 1998. Manira's personal life is a rich and fulfilling as her professional endeavors. She is the proud wife of Delacy Umar Phillips, I know, the loving mother of 6 children and the doting grandmother of 5 grandchildren. She holds a certificate in supply chain management and earned her BA in general studies with a minor in business management from the Eastern Illinois University. Manira has worked for 30 years to the transportation sector and has worked since 2009 at the management level. In 2014, Manira began traveling for work with her last assignment as a customer service manager. Manira has traveled extensively working contracts in Boston, Massachusetts, Naperville, Illinois, Springfield, Massachusetts, and Indianapolis, Indiana. Now enjoying her retirement in the sunny state of Florida, Manira continues to live a life filled with love, dedication, and service alongside her wonderful husband, Delacy Umar. Join as we dwell into the life, the legacy, and the invaluable contributions of Manira Habil Umar. Without further ado, let us bring Manira Habil Umar. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Manira.
Alhamdulillah, wa alaykum as-salam.
Look, you got all of this stuff, and it's just a full life, and I'm trying to get, I know Delacy's name, and I was like, get tongue-tied, so excuse me for that.
No problem.
So how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well, you know. Thank you for asking, and thank you for inviting me to the program and showcasing me as a host today on AM 360. It's a wonderful honor, and I'm very happy to be here.
Alhamdulillah, we're happy to have you here, and I'm going to just ask you, now I know you're retired now, so I just recently married, and alhamdulillah, that's to be congratulated there. And I know you recently retired, so you did some big major events within the last year. Huh?
Yes. It's been a change, but a wonderful change.
Yeah, and then you moved as well. So 3 major events that you've done. So we want to hear more about you, because we know that you've been a host. I didn't know you've been on AM 360 since 2013. Alhamdulillah, that is so wonderful. 2013,
yes, ma'am.
That's Oh, wow. That's 10 years straight up.
Yes.
Over 10 years, you know. So that is such a blessing. So thank you for being on so long and to being consistent and being on. So alhamdulillah. Tell us more about what you do outside, because we know you're a wonderful host. We know you've been around for 10 years, over 10 years with AM360. And tell me, what is it that you like to do the most? What is it that really sparks you? Because I see that you've been working in management a number of years here. You've been in transportation. And I know you work in the community. You helped start the Muslim Women's League. So tell us more about some of those things that you've done.
Yes, all praises to Allah. First, I'd like to say I love being a member of the AM360 family. I love the platform of AM360 and how crucial information that is intended to improve the life of everyone who listens, to impart knowledge, improve the life, new skill sets, and it's archived right there for future generations. It's an excellent platform to work and do dawah and to make a contribution to the upliftment of humanity. You know, so I wanted to say that first and foremost. But what I do like to do, I do it on AM360 and in other ways, is to try and make a wonderful contribution to help improve the life and help people gain crucial skill sets. What I found while working in management is that people will do better when they know better. If there's a knowledge gap and you don't know, then you can only work with the information that you have. So as a manager, I would always be in teaching mode, making sure everybody knew everything about the system that they were working with, about the applications they were working with the company policy, you know, make sure everybody knew all these things thoroughly. And that creates a sense of confidence for people when they're working. They don't have to come and ask you for everything. And I would encourage everyone to do what I did when I started working in transportation. Every position I had, I treated it as if I was going to school. As if I was going to school, getting an education, and I learned all I could about that position and waited for an opportunity to advance. And I would encourage people to do the same thing that I did. So every project that I would work on, I would try and help at least one person break through to a supervisory level, you know, depending on those who wanted to strive for it. I would leave a contract with someone breaking through to the supervisor level. And we had several people that did that, you know. So knowing information and improving the skill set helps people to do better in life. And this is the same thing that I try to do on the show, is to, for myself, as well as others, improve our skill sets when it comes to relationships and courtship and marriage, our relationships with ourselves, our relationships with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the knowledge of our Prophet Muhammad's example when it comes to marriage and relationships. Mm-hmm. All this information puts us in a position to succeed because we thoroughly understand the processes that Allah has laid out for us. Allah has given us wonderful processes for success and given us the answers to the test. You know, so praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if we just follow the processes that have been laid out for us and understand what Allah wants from us and what it takes to have a relationship and to communicate well. All of these things will improve the success of the human family. I went through a divorce with six children in 1997. That's why I became an avid student of relationships and family in 1998, because you just see how detrimental it is and what a it's a horrible process to go through a divorce. You have to take your life apart brick by brick, but at the same time you see the children and the effect that it has on the children. These little secure, happy people, you know, they're not so secure anymore, you know, because what they thought was a sure, what they thought was a sure thing for them is no longer a sure thing, you know. You mean this can break, this can, we cannot be this happy family again and this secure family, and things have changed. And then they question, well, the religion was supposed to hold all this together, and it didn't. So what about the religion? And they are left with all these thoughts and questions and everything, and it's just really heart-wrenching to watch and to answer questions and to now help redirect what they thought was a very secure process and explain life differently to them and to yourself. You know, so this is what I, whenever I have an ear, someone's ear, you know, this is what I do. You know, plan your life to have a good relationship, and for that you need knowledge and skills and information on how to do it. Don't let it just be happenstance.
Yeah, and it's just like sometimes when people think of relationships, it's just like you feel like all I need to do is say, okay, I'm going to go in this relationship, I married you, and it's supposed to work on its own. It's just like anything else. You can't just put something there and say, okay, well, it'll just happen on its own. Rather, you have to water a plant. It's like you have a plant. You can't put a plant in the ground, plant the seed, and never water it and expect it to grow healthy. You got to water, you got to fertilize, you got to do all of those things. So that's what I think what I'm hearing is that that's what you search to learn more about. What does it take to have a healthy relationship? What does it take for us to work together and to make sure that we're both watering this plant, if you will, instead of just one person? It has to be a team. Of course, you know it takes two. So I think that's probably what brought you into 2013, getting into the courtship and marriage and just working in that area and getting the knowledge, because you wanted to be better. Like you said, everything that you went in your jobs, you went in that learning curve and learning all that you could about it and then implementing that, what you learned. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. And in 2013, actually, I was working, I was over the family life team at the masjid as well. So I was always, well, we gave many seminars and lectures, invited speakers pertaining to family life, courtship. And in 2013, I invited Brother Mark Shahid up from St. Louis to Chicago. And he gave a seminar, and he was already on AM360 on the female solution. And the third person who was working with them, she had to leave the show, so he suggested me to participate with the female solution, and so that's how I got there, you know. So we thank Allah for that, you know, and So I worked with Brother Mark for from 2013 through 2018, I believe, while he was on AM 360. And and then you know, I once he was on the other platform, I remained on AM 360 and started It's All About Courtship and Marriage. So I see this as the most precious thing that I can do with my time, because I we never know. But I think that I could have planned better and done better in relationships if I had known better. And that first relationship is the having the better, the best relationship you can with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and work on that continuously every day.
Mm-hmm.
But then the relationship you have with yourself, knowing yourself, knowing your gifts, your talents, your disposition, your demeanor, your emotional intelligence, your emotional IQ, your emotional well-being. Very, very important information to know. And to know how to manage a relationship with someone to get the best results, you know?
That's right.
How to negotiate, how to negotiate, how to manage, how to look and see and take inventory of self and the relationship, to look within. All these things are just very important. Knowing what you want from a relationship, what do you want to give to a relationship, what do you have to give to a relationship, how are you going to nurture it? You know, these questions are a lot of people, young people, don't think about. And they don't think about the fact that I'm not an individual. I'm a relational person. There's not a second of my life that I have operated outside of a relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this relationship aspect of life is very valuable. So what type of relationships do I have around me? Are they benefiting me or causing me harm? Are they causing me to be obedient or disobedient? You know, our young people should be taught to question these things so they can take inventory of how they're being influenced. What is my relationship with social media? How is it influencing me? You know, what is my relationship with my education? Is it serving me well? You know, so engaging, asking questions, and taking personal inventories are very important. And many times, you know, you just strike up conversations, you know, and ask a person, ask a young person, how's the education you're getting benefiting you? And let them think about that. Yeah, ask them thought-provoking questions. How is it benefiting you? Do you think you're being prepared for a good life with the education that you're getting? Ask those open-ended questions and let them think about it and ponder it. And you know, and eventually they will start asking themselves questions, you know, having that internal communication, you know. So this is what I love, and this is what I love to do, because we can't continue to be statistics to a broken family system. We have to heal. We have to heal and improve and make better decisions.
And it's not all about, and we have to know, it's not all about that individual. Like you said, you're relational. It's not all about you. It's about, you have to think about your partner all the time. You have to always think about your partner. It's not like 24 hours, but you know what I'm saying. You have to always think, okay, what is it I can do that can help to enhance my relationship? Because I always say it's two, and the relationship is the third. So it's always about what can we do together, especially if we're Muslim. You know, we like you said, we're serving Allah. We have our relationship with our Lord, and then we have a relationship with our spouse. So it should be something that we're trying to fulfill on a continuous basis all the time, and get that selfish. It's not about you, what I want to do. You have to do you have to kind of balance those things out, you know? I like what you said about relational. It definitely is that. Wow, it is that's something. So to me, what I'm hearing from you, Manero, is that you've done all of the things that you do. It's all about the communication. It's all about, you know, relationships. It's all about connecting, and that's what I'm hearing from you. Even when on your job, you have built those relationships. Up, you connected with your employees, and you learned all you could about the job so that you could be a better person, you know, have a better relationship with your employees. So, this is that, alhamdulillah, you have really, you know, and that's who you are. And that's what you're telling me. That's exactly who you are and how wonderful that is.
Because when you impact someone's life, they don't forget it. As an example, my oldest son passed away last year. And one of the ladies that broke through to supervisor, she texted me, and she said, "I dreamed about you, that you were really stressing out over something that you can't control. I need you to sit down, take a break, and know that you can't control it, whatever it is, and take care of yourself." She sent me that in the text in the middle of that, you know.
Wow.
And, so I texted her back, and I said, "Well, you know, the Lord led you to me, you know, because you were definitely right," and explained to her what was happening in my life. And she's not Muslim, but she prayed and prayed for me, and we prayed together. And she respected it and would only say Lord. She wouldn't say Jesus. You know, but when you impact someone's life, they impact your life. That's a relationship that you have built that will be there. That will be there. If you don't talk to that person, you can always connect, and that relationship is there. You have impacted someone's life in a positive way, and I pray that we can all do that, and we all strive to do that right here on this platform. And, you know, that is community. That is person that is now a part of your personal community. And you have that personal community. You have your community of family. You have your community, your ummah, members of the ummah of Prophet Muhammad, where we all impact each other's lives in one way or another and work together to build the ummah of Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So, that's my focus, is to reach in those corners and try to share information that will impact the life of the people around us, of the different communities around us, especially our young people, our African-American young people.
That's right. Alhamdulillah. And that's what we're reaching out for, inshallah, is our young people. Well, I have enjoyed immensely visiting with you, Manera. You have really been inspirational, and thank Allah for you being one of our great hosts on AM360. Keep up the good work, and may Allah continue to bless you and all of your endeavors, inshallah. So thank you so much for sharing. And, of course, we know this will be available for everyone to listen to, but you've given us some great insight this afternoon. Thank you so much. And I'm going to and then we're going to bring on our next host. Thank you so much. And, again, may Allah continue to bless you. Jazakallah, kind sister. All righty. I have a caller real quick. Let me see if I can get to the call. I know my other person is waiting, but I have a caller, 111. Assalamu alaikum. You're on the host spotlight this afternoon.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To you, Sister Latifa Hameen and Sister Manera, I am so, so blessed to have an opportunity to work with you in another capacity, and sharing those values that you spoke about are so important. And it's all about putting it into practical application. We know that no one ever reaches a plateau in life where they know everything. There's no person who knows everything. But as like you said, as you build relationships and work together with people, you learn, you grow, develop, and allow Allah to lead you. So thank you all so much. This is excellent. Assalamu alaikum. And I look forward to working with you soon.
And thank you, Lisa. We appreciate it. All right. Assalamu alaikum. 724-1741. Assalamu alaikum, Martha.
Alaikum assalam. I could not let this opportunity pass me by. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I'm going to take the lead and say, on behalf of CWSC, Manira Habil Umar, praise be to Allah from what I was hearing, and thank Allah, you know, and Latifa for doing the interview. This is great. It is truly great. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you and your continued work. And we know you have that the vision of what the family expects of me. And unfortunately, we go through our experiences that lead us there. But thank Allah for your sharing. And we look forward to staying connected with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Wonderful, wonderful. I always have wonderful people get on. All right, Manira, thank you again, and looking forward to your program. You're on every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m., all about worship and marriage, and please join Manira Habil, your host. Thank you so much, Manira.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And now we're going to go to station identification back, break, and we're going to introduce our next host, inshallah. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Welcome back to the host spotlight here on AM 360. Now we're going to go to our next host. This host, William Kareem, is on Mondays and Tuesdays.
He has a program, plus he has another program that he also does. I think it's on Tuesdays as well. So he is very hardworking. William Kareem has been a member of the Muslim American community since 1972, coming in under the leadership of Minister Louis Farrakhan in New York City. William has worked to help the vision of the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad by selling Muhammad Speaks newspapers and YNHNG as a member of the Fish Force. William Kareem transitioned into the support of Imam Warf Deen Muhammad Rahimahullah Aleyh by utilizing his talent as a performing artist. He joined the Muslim singing group, the Propagators, and spending many weekends traveling around the country promoting the message of El Islam as the Muslim rapper, famously known for the song Bird of a Feather. Brother William also was cast in the role of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the play It's Wake Up Time, produced and directed by Ben Bashir Amushir Bilal. Brother William did scholastic work on the theory of music at the Muslim Teachers College under the tutelage of Dr. James Rashid and Dr. Qadir Abdul Sabir, and became a performing arts instructor at the SCMS in Queens, New York. While he was at the New School of Social Research in New York, he developed an interest in media. In 2008, he earned a degree in film and media studies. 2008, Imam Yusuf Ramadan asked him to take on the production of the 25-year media effort of the New York Muslim Community Radio program, A New Day for El Islam in America, recognizing the need to network and utilize the new technology to further the dawah efforts. Brother William attended the Muslim and Media Conference in Atlanta, Georgia in 2009, where he first met Thomas Abdul Salam and Dr. Aisha Kareem. Before the event was over, he was made president of the Muslim American Media Alliance, and within 5 years, Thomas would ask William to succeed him as executive director of American Muslim 360. Today, William Kareem, with the assistance of many other media professionals and community leaders, producers, markets, and promotions, and promotes 2 one-hour programs on AM 360, and he serves as the creative director for the regional internet radio program, A New Day for El Islam Community Radio. Without further ado, let's bring on William Kareem. Assalamu alaikum, William.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Latifah.
How are you this evening? This afternoon, rather.
Well, pretty good. Good to be with you.
Alhamdulillah. There's so many things that you have done, and you have been a part of the AM 360 family at the conception, it seems like, alhamdulillah. And you are back with us for 2 programs that you have on Monday and Tuesday, and we wanted to bring you on to highlight you as one of our hosts as well, to see talk about all the wonderful things that you do. And we know you have the outside radio. You do A New Day for El Islam Community Radio Show. We want to learn more about you, William. We know about your host, your programs here on AM 360, and then the New Day of for El Islam Community Radio, and then tell us about some other things. We know you do the rapping. We know you sing. There's so many wonderful things. We know you're on CWSC. You are the leadership director, and you're just always doing something. So I'm going to give you the platform. Tell us more about who William Kareem is, inshallah.
Well, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You know, at this point in my life, you know, everything is about really being stable. And, you know, having a stable home. I was married for my last wife. I was married for 22 years. And she left me in 2018. So it's definitely been about, you know, being able to stabilize, you know, the home life. But I've also had some problems as far as my health is concerned for the last year. And Allah has blessed me to come through, you know, basically with flying colors. I'm pretty good as far as health is concerned. Mentally, I would say that I stay mentally active by staying involved in the community, and especially with community, New Days for Al-Islam Community Radio, and American Muslim 360, by staying and participating in media. It keeps me in communication with people. And then, you know, doing studies and research as far as Quran and other ideas as far as Islam is concerned. It keeps me mentally healthy. And then spiritually being able to basically, you know, make the prayers. I'm just in a position where I can make my five prayers a day, which is has been a big benefit for me, a very, very big benefit. And so, you know, basically I'm an artist. I mean, you know, from the time that I was, you know, when I reflect back, you know, my life is that of an artist. So there was always some creative and some artistic thing that I was doing. And, you know, I was able to share those artistic abilities with my children. And I have two sons. One, his name is, as a matter of fact, which was an interesting story, is my two sons, Cavell and Billy, you know, they used to perform with me and the Propagators when they was like 5 and 6 years old. You know, they would get on the stage and they'd say a poem.
Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he in a chuckle replied. Well, maybe it couldn't, but he would not be one to say so until he tried. And then that was so wonderful. So I think that, you know, the Muslim community has really, you know, embraced them and accepted them. And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that, you know, we were able to grow together as far as hip-hop was concerned. Because when hip-hop came in, I was just basically right there when it came in. Because I was already doing it. I was already doing hip-hop. It was basically poetry I was doing, and I was putting music to poetry. I was putting jazz music to poetry. So when hip-hop came in, I was like, oh, you know, that's what I already do. But it came to find out that my son, who moved to Yonkers from Harlem, he moved to Yonkers, and he made a name for himself up there. His mother told me, yeah, you know, Billy is, you know, he's made a name for himself. I said, what are you talking about? He's up there, you know, making up poetry, and the people have accepted. He's performing all over the place. Come to find out, he's up there, and he's performing with, you know, against DMX and the Locks and all these. And so my other son, Cavell, he goes up there to give his brother support. Now they both up there battling with these guys up there. And so they wind up transitioning into the culture. But the important part was this, that I never taught them to be haram as far as their lyrics was concerned. I always perform halal lyrics. And one day my son's like, yeah, you got that old stuff, you know, that you be doing, and you know, like, yo, you ain't up to what's going on. And I told them, oh, we was in Times Square, and I was talking loud. I told them, I never taught y'all to curse in your lyrics. You do that because you are following somebody else. And I never taught you to be a follower. I always taught you to be a leader. And I kept going on and on. They jumped in a cab to get to get away from me. They jumped in the cab. But as time went on, they changed. And they stopped doing haram lyrics. And today, they do very halal lyrics, which brings me to, the
the show that we're doing on Saturday, which is called The Quick Hitters Experience with Mr. Cavell, which is my son. And, you know, what they do is they now, both of them, they go into schools and organizations and they teach how to, you know, utilize the language to actually, you know, do expressions from themselves. So this has been, you know, you say, well, what is it that I've been doing? That's what I've been doing. I've been very involved as far as my family is concerned. You know, I have four boys. I have three girls. And, you know, we stay in contact, you know. And then, you know, like, and, you know, sometimes my daughter comes on the program that I do on Tuesday called Why Muslim Americans Don't Want to Get Married. She comes on, and she surprised herself, but she surprised me, too, that, you know, she could actually speak so well on the condition of relationships. But, you know, this is what I've been able to do to give her a platform, whereas she's been able to express herself, and she enjoys it, and so she comes on as a guest every once in a while. And then on Saturdays, when we do this show called The Quick Hitters Experience, you know, Martha Nyla Williams and I have, you know, prepared something that's called Cultural Insights, where we make a media connection between American Muslim 360 and A New Day Radio. So, you know, while I'm doing the show, American Muslim 360 on Saturdays from 11 to 1 are actually listening in on the program also. And so on Saturday, what we do is we do a halal music mix, not with haram lyrics, but with all halal lyrics, because we have a lot of, you know, halal artists out there that's in the world. And so we have provided this as a platform for them to get exposure, and they are powerful artists. We've had, of course, you know, Sawad El Amin. We've had Jesse Hameen. We've had Najma 53. If you haven't heard her, oh, my gosh. This Saturday just passed, we had Khalil Ismail, he's been doing this for a long time. But, you know, a lot of times they have not known. Then we have Misunderstood. We have Ain't Afraid, which is a young Muslim group. Oh, they are
too powerful. They were on the CWSC Friday Roundtable. We interviewed them one year.
They're very talented.
They are very intelligent young lady. Very intelligent.
Yeah, you know. So this is what we're trying to do. You say, what is it that I'm doing? This is what I'm doing. You know, I'm trying to, I'm working with others to provide a media platform, you know, not only so that we can talk about, you know, on Mondays, Reviving the Quran and Sunnah, Tuesday, Why Muslim Americans Don't Want to Get Married. And we do this on Tuesdays, Why Muslim Americans Don't Want to Get Married, with the express intent of encouraging men to do what the Quran says, which is men are the protectors and maintainers of women. So it's the responsibility of a man to have yourself together so that you can, you know, get married and follow the example of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you know, and follow his example of the way that, you know, he got married and to use that as an example, not necessarily the example of, you know, your unsuccessful father or some unsuccessful people, but follow people who are being successful as far as marriage is concerned. And it would be better for you to marry, you know, a sister than get married to a car. Of course, it's just going to take the same amount of money. You got to put down a down payment on the car. You got to get a dowry. It's the same thing. And you got to go ahead and pay $500 a month for the car. You mean to tell me you ain't got $500, man, that you can spend on a woman in a marriage? So that could be the same. Then you're going to be paying insurance, too. So, you know, sometimes brothers, you know, they get married to the car rather than get married to a woman. It's the same thing. Because a lot of people who are on, you know, you got a car. If you treat the car right, the car going to run right. You treat the car right, it's going to run right. But if you know, the car need a gas, oil change, you don't change the oil. He has a, you know, something's going wrong as far as the car, and you ain't doing nothing about it.
So, you know, that's the idea that we kind of give, and we continue to encourage that on Tuesday for the brothers.
Yes.
We think about things as far as the sisters are concerned, but, you know, we try to focus on the brothers to be more responsible. And I can only say that because I've been married for 22 years. I know what it takes. You know, I've been married three times, but I know what it takes, so I speak on it to that degree. You know, and so, you know, that's where we're at.
Yeah. Well, then, Brother William, you have, I see all the things you've done, so you're constantly working in the area of arts, creative arts. You're very creative, what I'm hearing, and even when you're on the various programs, you're bringing on people, you're involving people. So I know you're a people's person as well as, the dean. You're always, when I talk to you, it's always something positive about Islam and along with the arts that you're doing as well. So I see how you incorporate all of this in the everything you do, because I feel like, well, I know that a person outside of being a host, you're still doing the same thing in terms of all of the creativity that you have. You kind of bring it all together and all of in everything that you do. That's what I see from you. Alhamdulillah. And even with your two programs that you have here on AM360, you embrace those just like it wasn't anything. I talked with you about them, and you were like, yes, let's do it. and you were right there, and you've been pretty consistent in all the things that you do. So alhamdulillah, you know, we're thankful and blessed to have you. You've been around. You've been connected with AM360 since 2009. It seems like I know they started right at around that time, and you've been there, you know, at the inception. So that is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. And what are some of the things that as you – or in the future, now that you're getting your health back and everything. So what are some of the future endeavors that you see for yourself? I hope it continues to include AM360, because we love having you as part of our family, and some of the other things that you are planning to do in the future. What are some of the other things?
Well, you know, like I said, you know, the most important part is to, you know, for me, as an individual, to remain stable as far as my health, my mental and my spiritual is concerned. That's the most important, because if I can't help myself, then I can't help anybody else. That's one of the things that, you know, we've learned about, you know, just being part of this community, especially Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know, because when I was, you know, selling fish and selling newspapers, you know, I totally neglected my family. Totally. Why? Because we were building a nation. We got to build a nation, brother. You got to go out there and sell this fish. You got to sell these Muhammad Speaks newspapers. My wife was like, what about the rent? What about the rent? What about the rent? And here it is. I'm saying to myself, she don't understand. You know, she's still under the white man's influence.
Oh, wow.
All praises
to Allah. I mean, you can go back and laugh on that now, you know.
Yeah.
You can laugh
and,
about
and,
that
and
now.
And I tell you, my first wife, you know, she's still living today, you know, and she's like, man, I never forgive those Muslims. But I'm still working on her. I'm working on her. That's right. I'm working on her. You know, we still have a good relationship. I have a good relationship with her. We talk. You know, and I tell her, listen, if you need anything, you know, just let me know. And she calls and, hey, how you doing as far as your health is concerned? You know, and he said, you know, listen, I love you. And I say, listen, I love you too. You know, that's as far as it goes. I love you. I love you too, baby. You know, I can do anything. You call me. You know, you need to talk. call me. I'll be there day or night. Just give me a call. And she appreciates that, and I appreciate, you know, what she, you know, gives to me and the support that she gave me. And I've asked for her forgiveness, and she has forgiven me for, you know, not, you know, for getting caught up like that there. But Allah is in control, and Allah knows, and we don't know. So we went along with it. But, you know, the other part is that, my whole thing is to continue as an artist, because as an artist, I am very much, even though I still perform, you know, if people ask me to perform or something like that there, and I perform with my sons, and my sons encourage me to perform, because my sons are artists. And listen, you think I'm that good. My sons are much better than me as far as this. They're much better as far as putting words together. And then you have all these social media, so they're really on social media doing it. And, you know, like I said, you know, one of my sons who does the Quick Hitters Experience, you know, he teaches in schools. He teaches with the Boys Club of America. He teaches with Girls Incorporated, you know. So, you know, like they are really expanding the idea of, you know, the more positive parts of, you know, what hip-hop can do, and especially as far as encouraging students to, you know, do halal lyrics as opposed to haram lyrics, or positive lyrics as opposed to negative lyrics. You know, that's what they do, and they're really good at it. And we have, and that's what I'm saying. So when I'm continuing to be encouraged to provide a platform on our media connections, you know, for artists, and I reach out to artists and tell them, come on to the platform and let us promote you. You know, and one of the things that I've am instructing my host to do, because I produce A New Day for Al Islam Community Radio, which comes on from 10 to 1 on Monday through Friday, is to make sure that you play one of the artists during the broadcast. Play an artist. Mm-hmm. So we have artists that we have been put in the queue, and, you know, to play them, you know, in the queue. And then we do a lot of promotion on them as far as Facebook and Instagram and all the rest of that is concerned. You know, as a matter of fact, this week coming up, we're going to be interviewing Hijra, the group Hijra, which was one of the pioneer foundation halal music groups that we had in our community. They was from the West Coast. From the West Coast. So we're going to be interviewing and I don't know how many people know this, but Sister Mahasin, who comes on New Day for American Muslim 360, you know, she was part of the group, the Hijra. She was part of that group.
Okay.
And so we're going to give her an opportunity. Brother Taha, you know, is going to come on, and we're going to talk about the history of how, you know, that came about, and what was the relationship with Imam W.D. Muhammad is concerned, and how they were able to, you know, why they came together, et cetera, et cetera. And we find that our market, our Muslim that listen to it, they enjoy it. They enjoy it, you know, because they're familiar with it. So that's and then there's the leadership, the director for the community-wide, I'm sure, conference. And a part of having the Quick Hitters Experience on the Saturday program is like the first part to make sure that our pioneers have an understanding of what hip-hop is, the positive as far as it's concerned, the negative as far as it's concerned, that our pioneers can hear, you know, the halal music mix. They can hear the artistic interview, and they can hear the Quick Hitters Experience while me and my son, Cavell Equan, talk about, you know, what's going on in, you know, the social media and the world of hip-hop today, you know, because hip-hop today, they say that they're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. That's what they're just this year. You've heard of that,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So, you know, this is a 50 years experience, and they're really blowing it up in the media, you know, really blowing it up. And even though there's a lot of negativity as far as it's concerned, our community needs to understand, How did it get to this degree? What was the positive? Is there anything positive about it? Because, you know, we have a lot of pioneers that don't even listen to it. They're, I don't listen to what that stuff. But, you know, there's history to it. There's history to it that brought it about. So those are basically things that we're doing, and to stay involved with the community.
Alhamdulillah. All right, we're at that top of the hour. This time goes by so fast. I don't know. I'm going to see if Khalida has another question. I see her hand is still up. I'm going to go to her. Assalamu alaikum. Khalida, did you have another comment or question?
Yes. Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Latifa. Brother William Kareem, you're already into the culture.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much for your presentation, and we are grateful to have you, as Sister Latifa has said, and that culture is what's going to take us to the next level as a people. We need our own culture, and if it's through music and rap and expression, hey, we're willing to get together and make it happen. So thank you, and continue to reach out to those young adults that you have mentioned. We look forward to having them join us on AM360. I spoke with Sister Marsha Nivens yesterday, and she is wanting to come and be a part of our team and live stream us like she's doing for Study Al-Islam. So keep making those connections, and thank you so much, Sister Latifa, for
thank you, sister.
Excellent broadcast, and Brother William Kareem. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you. Yes.
And you keep
we
up the
have,
good work also, sister.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, okay. I thought I saw Brother Imam Kareem on. I must have lost him. Okay, he's not on anymore. All right. Any other questions? Listening audience, if you have any questions or comments, press 1 to get in the queue. We'd love to hear from you. All right. We're at the top of our hour here, William. We have enjoyed you immensely again, and your programs. Tell us your programs again, the name of your programs and the days they come on for us before we get off. Inshallah.
Yeah, sure. Living in the Upload Life is the program we do on Mondays at 8 a.m. We actually start off the week on American Muslim 360, 8 a.m., Living in the Upload Life, and where we talk about the social media, some of that's going on in the social media, and, you know, help our pioneers understand some of those things to talk about it so that our pioneers understand some of the things that their children or their grandchildren may be doing. Then on Tuesdays, we do a program called The Stories of the Prophet by Ibn Kathir, and this has been a very good program, especially for me, because, you know, we've gone from Prophet Adam, and we're going to go all the way to Muhammad. Right now we're on prophet number 21. But it has really been an interesting program. I've learned a lot, and I'm sure that our audience is too. You don't want to miss this program. I mean, because, you know, a lot of times what happens in, when we read the Quran and they'll mention the prophets, like they'll mention Idris, they'll mention Dawood, they'll mention, you know, but they won't go into the details in the lives of the prophet. They go into some of the details, and it's like, ooh, really? Oh, okay. And so we've had a really good time on Tuesdays with doing lives of the prophet. And then, you know, like just to let the audience know that every day, Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week, we do a new day for Al-Islam Community Radio on Blog Talk from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you just call the telephone number 515-605-9326 from 10 to 1, Monday through Friday, and join us. And it's very therapeutic. I'll say that much. Thank you, sister.
Wow. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you, listening audience, for tuning in to the whole spotlight. We appreciate we had Munira Habil, Uma, and William Kareem this afternoon. And we will start on our regular time. It will be the second Sunday coming up in November here on out. It will be November the 12th. We will have for the second Sunday, November 12th, be sure to join in, and the host will be Fleming El-Amin. He will be hosting, and he will be having two hosts on the second Sunday of every month. So thank you all so much, and thank you, listening audience. Thank you, William and Munira, and may Allah continue to bless us on this journey we call life, and you all have a blessed rest of your afternoon. And don't forget to join us back here at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Keeping It Real. And at 5 to 7, we have the Contemplations of Imam Warf D. Muhammad with Imam Kareem and Michael Hameen. Thank you all so much. Have a great rest of your day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.